Good evening, Internet. This is a poem that I wrote in 2004. It was published on poetrydances.com in 2007. And it was inspired by a poem called I Was Born in Lucerne by Philip Levine. I was born in Sedona. Everyone says otherwise. They drive me past a hospital in downtown Hartford and say, up there, fourth floor. I say no. In a small artist co-op overlooking Boynton Canyon, no doctor, no drugs, just a midwife. They show me a certificate that says baby girl, 4:17 p.m., Mount Sinai Hospital, and all the rest of the cliches I could have lived by. All that night, my mother was my cradle as we looked out at Red Rock, absorbing the Arizona sun, which turned liquid red, then orange into blue, cacti in the distance, enveloped by a cloak of navy. All night they meditated and prayed, names of crystals sounding as strong and fierce as the woman who wore them. Amazonite, citrine, aventurine. One began to paint my portrait in oils, a painting I have never seen but loved. The way you cannot see your organs, but you know that they are there. All around, pottery wheels hummed, feet kept the rhythm, and the air smelled burning white sage. That morning, she faced us east toward a wall of windows where the sun was rising steadily behind deep red rock, gently shaking me until my eyes opened into the landscape of the day. You wonder why I'm impossible to tame and talk about things like spirit guides and insisted on driving to Sedona alone to hike 4 miles in rapidly cooling dust to sit at a vortex site and meditate, holding a heart carved of snowflake obsidian. Why I burn sage to clean my house and refuse to shower every day. No matter who complains. Look into my eyes. They were born gazing into the endless expanse of the Arizona desert. Red mountains full of vortices where concentrated eternal energy can help you answer your own questions. The rising sun changing the sky over those mountains, while that shock was immortalized by an artist whose name I never learned. I told you before, I was born in Sedona.